today with Aunt Bane about demons.
Demons now?
Mm-hmm.
What are we saying about demons?
Well, I don't understand why they would be created. And next, Satan looks weird. It's not just a red-looking thing. In books, it says it looks like a weird dragon face from China mask, and it looks like a human, but it's half human, half something else.
Well, that's the whole point. The devil can take any form.
Yeah. It can even take a human form.
Yeah, any form.
Yeah, and it can take, like, a toy form. It can be a poltergeist form. It can be something that takes magnetic things.
Well, demons are spirits.
Yeah.
They're spirits that sometimes have been said to be people that turn evil.
Yeah.
Or they were never human at all. They were just evil spirits that can do
horrible things.
Do horrible things. And they can possess people,
mm-hmm.
but only if they're invited.
Yeah.
Like playing the Ouija board by yourself.
Oh, yeah. Never play it by yourself.
Yeah.
Either invite people. Because when there's a lot of people, it's going to be okay at first, and then at the end, it's going to be horrible.
Because the demon could possess them all.
Yeah. I remember that movie where they did that Ouija board thing. A girl got possessed, and she had white eyes. White eyes are never good.
Right.
Just like in Minecraft, Herobrine is a demon.
Who? What's her name?
Herobrine.
Herobrine?
It's not a girl, it's a boy.
It's a boy.
And a girl. It could be anything.
Because it's a demon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Demons are bad.
Yeah. Even demons are poltergeists. And even there's a new movie coming out, and it's weird how the little girl has her hair all magnetic because the poltergeist takes magnetic madness to charge to be demonized, and once it's fully charged. Now my most favorite part is where the boy goes in the attic and the jack-in-the-box starts laughing and everything goes crazy.
No, I think Poltergeist is not quite a demonic movie.
Yeah.
That's, the story is that the house is on top of a cemetery. And all the spirits there are not happy because they got people living on top of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes in houses there can be evil Indian wood and there could be a soul taker. And that's not very good. It's kind of like a demon, but it takes your souls and tries to...
Well, that's what demons do. They take souls.
Yeah. So there's like a weird thing that crawls down so you can't see it, but you can really see it.
Yeah.
Halfway. Only if you're one of those people that close their eyes and then see the ghosts.
Well, one of the things demons do is they have to wear down your resistance against them. So they always are attacking you psychologically to wear down your resistance so they can get inside you.
Yeah. And sometimes they can make you cry. Yeah.
Oh, they can do a lot.
Yeah. They can do anything bad.
Yeah. So what are the protections against demons?
Well, usually it should be the Grim Reaper because it's on both sides. All it does is takes the souls.
Protections against demons.
Yeah.
Sometimes is saying prayers.
Yeah.
Or sometimes having holy relics.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Not always. Because if you don't have faith, it's not going to work. Holy water sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's all because the person believes in it.
Yeah, even though sometimes it doesn't really work.
Yeah, because
you need,
that person
you need
doesn't believe in it.
You need the guys from the church to get rid of the demon.
Exorcists.
Yeah.
Yes.
And sometimes the demons live into a big broken holes, and they can religions can put holy water and stuff.
Actually, demons can be put into objects.
Yeah.
Like toys.
Yeah.
Or containers.
And sometimes, and ghost demons can go and get caught and trapped into glass dolls.
Into toys, yes.
Yeah. But they get trapped and they can't come out. But once you get rid of them, they're pretty much gone.
Then what's your advice about demons?
Well, I would say, number one, never get toys sometimes. Number two, ask the person if somebody died that was evil. And number three, they can mess with the air vents and it can smell really bad and it can burn down the house. But number four, I think, never be alone without a grown-up watching you doing a Luigi thing. Because kids aren't allowed those things.
They shouldn't be.
Yeah, because sometimes it could say, you are doomed sometimes, and it would be a poltergeist. And if there's more kids, it doesn't count because they're not grown-ups. It can only be grown-ups, but kids die alone. But never go in a basement if you believe in demons. They can really mess you up bad.
Is this good?
Yeah, I think. Okay.